Good morning, everyone. Today is my great pleasure to be here to present one of our recently conducted studies, Health and Nutrition Label Use, a gender-specific analysis. Below is a list of our co-authors. I personally have no financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose. First of all, I will introduce the framework of my presentation today. I will start with the background and the research purposes and introduce you the methods that have been used to conduct the study and the results and discussion. So this is pretty similar to a scientific paper. Okay, so the 1990 Nutrition Labeling and Education Act mandated that standardized nutrition information appear on all packaged foods. In last year, the FDA proposed a series of changes to the 1990 guidelines to help consumers make informed good choices to support healthy eating and lifestyles. Basically, those changes aimed to improve consumers' understanding of nutrition and food science. Although it is too soon to tell if those changes are effective or not. Findings from numerous studies have consistently shown that reading a nutrition label is associated with healthy food choices, which may imply there is a relationship between nutrition label use and health indicators. Because consumers may use nutrition labels for different reasons, some of them may use the nutrition label for food selection and overall chronic conditions prevention, whereas others may have already had chronic conditions and have been advised by their doctors to follow the nutritional or dietary guidelines. And plus, since few studies have assessed the association between nutrition label use and health, so identifying this association could lead to a better understanding of the impact of nutrition labels on food choices among people with various health needs. We have two overarching research purposes. First, we want to assess whether nutrition label use was associated with health among adults. And secondly, because previous studies show that there is women were more likely than men to use nutrition label. So we wanted to explore the association between health and the nutrition label use for each sex. The data we have been used comes from the Douglas County Community Health Survey, a population-based telephone survey conducted in 2013. For your information, Douglas County is the largest and most demographically diverse county in the state of Nebraska. Our sampling frame was based on the numbers of telephones eligible for the survey with an oversampling of minority and rural residents. Altogether, we have over 1,500 participants completing the survey in either English or Spanish, with the overall response rate was nearly 40%. This is the most important variable in our study, which is the dependent variable, nutrition label use. The participants have been asked, do you pay attention to information about sodium, fat, calories, or the use of preservatives when you purchase food? Then five options were given: always, usually, sometimes, rarely, and never. We further categorize those five options into two: usually do and usually not, for the purpose of data analysis. Other important variables that have been examined in our study include those five constructs of variables. I want to point out that for the chronic conditions, we included the heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes, and high cholesterol. And in terms of the health behavior, in addition to smoking, alcohol consumption, leisure time physical activity, We also incorporate the number of meals eaten at a fast food restaurant each week, and the dietary preference, if they prefer meat or veggies and fruits. So, and the participants have been asked if they have at least one personal doctor, and if they have a health insurance coverage. With regard to the data analysis, we have two steps of static analysis. The first step, we use the chi-square statistic and the related p-value to determine whether those associations are significant or not. And then we conduct three logistic regressions for the entire sample for males and for females, respectively. Here is the results. Firstly, I want to introduce the difference by each sex in the variables used in the analysis. As you can see from this slide, females were more likely to use nutrition label and more likely to have gained weight during last year and more likely to have a personal doctor and more likely to prefer fruits and veggies. And on the contrary, males were more likely to be employed and consume more fast food and prefer meat. And the bivariate associations between health and nutrition label use show that for the entire sample, hypertension, heart disease, high cholesterol, severity health, and the weight change were significantly associated with the nutrition label use. And in terms of the gender difference, as you can see, associations between the nutritional label use and the health indicators were more pronounced among males than among females. And since the separated health and the weight change have multiple categories, for the separated health, we have excellent, very good, and fair, poor. And for the weight change, we have three categories, which are the low weight change in the past year, and have gained weight, and lost weight. So we further explore those two in the next slide. In the first figure, you can see the nutrition label used by each separate health categories. Poor and excellent health have the higher likelihood of use nutrition label than other groups, very good, good and fair. And for the nutrition label used by each weight change category, those who have gained weight, either gained weight or lost weight in the past year, had a higher likelihood of use nutrition label than those who have no change. Then we can conduct a multivariate analysis. Basically, comparing to the bivariate associations, there are two important things that I want to point out. The first is the U-shaped association between self-reported health and nutrition label use was confirmed, although it was more significant among the entire sample and the men. And on the contrary, the association between nutrition label use and the weight change was significant among women, but not among men. We also found that nutrition label use was negatively associated with fast food consumption, but positively associated with preference for fruits and veggies. In conclusion, our results reveal a close association between nutrition label use, health outcomes, and health behavior. We also observed a U-shaped relationship between self-rated health and nutrition label use. And furthermore, nutrition label use was also associated with leisure time physical activity and the preference for veggies and fruits. And last but not least, the association between health and nutrition label use was more pronounced among men than among women. In terms of the gender difference, women were more likely than men to report nutrition label use when purchasing food. This is consistent with the previous studies, possibly because traditional gender roles might encourage them to be careful about the food selection for the whole family. And secondly, women and men may be using nutrition label for different reasons. For men, it may be due to unique medical needs, because we found that among men, those who had at least one personal doctor were more likely to use nutrition label than those who don't. By contrast, women may have stronger motivation to change body weight by modifying their diet. So here are the implications of our studies. We split into males and females because they kind of have a different implications. For males, it might be helpful to design or implement those nutritional education and nutritional intervention in clinic settings in consideration of the close relationship between nutrition label use and the chronic conditions among males. And gyms and parks could be other good options because we found the close association between the nutrition label use and the leisure time physical activity among males. However, for females, the situation could be different. In consideration of the close relationship between the weight change and the nutrition label use among females, perceived benefits such as a beautiful body image needs to be taken into consideration when design and implement the nutrition education and interventions. So I think that's my presentation today. Do you have any questions? Yes. That's a good question. You mean, did we ask if there is a difference between the frequency of purchased food between women and men? Unfortunately, we didn't ask that question. But I mean, yeah, that's definitely a good option to consider. Yeah, thanks. Yes. Pregnant?
Yes, the two studies were any associations with pregnancy and weight gain in women in the nutrition label use.
I don't think we studied the pregnancy of a woman. Is that your question? Sorry.
Was any of the weight gain in the women associated with pregnancy that you saw in the study? And I was just curious, well, you didn't study for it, but it might be something to consider in the future.
Oh, okay, yeah. When we conducted the literature review, we didn't find any related to the literatures. But in our study, we didn't consider this either. Yeah, but honestly, that's a good option to consider in the future.
So I have a question.
Okay.
So you said that you oversampled for rural population and you looked just at one county in Nebraska.
Right.
I'm wondering if you think that these results would be transferable to more urban populations than the population at large? And then a second question, I'm wondering if you looked at education or income or race or ethnicity as factors that might impact nutrition label use.
Okay, for your first question, we recognize the limitation of our study because we just conducted a study in Omaha, Nebraska, so it may be hard to generalize to other states or other counties in Nebraska. So, for your second question, we did include the demographic and the socioeconomic status in our regression.
So you looked at employment, did you look at income level as a factor?
This is not significant, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, but we did adjust for them. Yeah, thanks.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.